Czechoslovakia. A.J.P. Taylor was one of the best-known and most influential British historians of the 20th century. He is remembered today in particular for his provocative left-wing political views and his conviction that German history made the country uniquely inclined towards aggression and expansionism. This made him an ardent opponent of attempts to rebuild Germany's economy after the war and a strong supporter of Czechoslovakia's growing alliance with the Soviet Union. In July 1946, just after elections which saw the communists emerge as the strongest single party, Taylor visited Czechoslovakia. Here is an extract from a talk he gave for Czechoslovak radio, which, with the benefit of hindsight, seems very naive.
For the first time in any country, there is a communist prime minister who has reached his position by strictly democratic methods. On the other hand, this isn't a communist government. It's a coalition. The communists haven't got a majority in the parliament. They're the biggest single party, and even if they haven't got the power, they have, I think, the biggest share of the responsibility. That's an important difference. It means that in future the communists are going to be blamed if things go wrong, instead of being able to blame others. And they're going to have to use their popularity, not to make difficulties, but now in order to get things done.
Just like his compatriot J.B. Priestley, whom we heard last week, A.J.P. Taylor failed completely to recognise that Czechoslovakia was on the brink of returning to totalitarian rule. He saw the greatest threat to the country not in Stalin's Soviet Union, but in the possibility of a resurgent Germany.
The Czechs have had 7 years of German occupation, and they'll pay any price not to have it again. That's the reason for the Russian alliance, which is supported by everyone in the country, of whatever class and whatever party. As the Prime Minister said in his speech the other day, the Russian alliance is for us not merely a question of safety, but even of existence. If a great Germany is ever restored, Czech democracy and Czech independence will again be lost.
At the time Taylor was in Prague, in the summer of 1946, the expulsion of Czechoslovakia's German-speaking minority was already well underway. In one of the most drastic and controversial transfers of population anywhere in peacetime history, 3 million German speakers were expelled to Germany. Britain and the United States both had misgivings about the policy, but A.G.P. Taylor was vehement in his support.
No one who's seen and heard what the Germans did in this country can doubt that it's impossible now to keep Germans here as citizens. This terror wasn't the act of a few SS men. It was really the expression of the spirit of a whole people. The Germans have to go. But their transfer is being organized as decently and as humanely as possible. And all the same, the great majority of Czechs don't like it. They don't like the whole thing. They feel that it's a defeat for the principles which they tried to defend. A defeat imposed upon them by Hitler, but a defeat all the same. They're ashamed, as we in England were ashamed, at many of the methods which we had to use in order to win the war.
To this day, the expulsion of the Sudeten Germans remains a sensitive topic, and only since 1989 has real debate about the expulsions and their consequences really got underway.